Lindsay and Whipper.
Nova.
I was watching Single Wives last night, and then all of a sudden, breaking news. It was the press conference for the Wild Boars soccer team. They're Thai boys that got out of the cave, rescued safely.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see it?
No, I didn't see it.
I think they threw to it live. Channel 7 threw to it live.
Well, halfway through the Single Wives.
Well, yeah, they just said it was breaking news, and I thought, oh, this will be awesome. But then there was an interpreter there, and
right,
I think 5 minutes in, they threw back to the girl at the desk and went, wow, isn't it amazing to see them? Because it was a bit hard to understand.
Sure,
the interpreter... She was doing an amazing job.
That's
because she was interpreting the questions and the answers. She was going flat knackers.
Yeah, sure.
There was a couple of times there where you could hear her go,
oh, God, how do I keep up with this?
I need to take a breath.
Yeah, guys, can you go back to the Single Wives, please? Because I'm buggered in here.
This is amazing, though. The thing that really... some of these cultures are very, very impressive. And I think that the Asian cultures are just unbelievable with what they do. Because there's talk now that every one of those children, because they lost that Thai Navy SEAL who went down to try to rescue them, they are now ordaining and they are now dedicating their lives to be monks at a temple.
Because he was a monk?
Yeah. No, it's just...
No, he was a Navy SEAL, but it would be out of respect, wouldn't it? But come on,
why
not
monk?
Like full-fledged monks,
no,
are they?
No, but for them, this is an amazing opportunity for them, Sarah.
Sure.
So they see this as a huge opportunity.
You just survived the cave that no one thought you'd get out of, and now you have to go into, like, don't they sit in silence, monks?
Oh, it depends what sort of monk regime you're following. Regime is not the right word. I apologise to any monk listening.
Monk regime,
I would suggest, my monk knowledge is limited, but I would suggest there'd be different
Sophie
levels
monk.
Of commitment.
Yes.
I've
yes.
watched all of Sophie Monk's gear. I think it's awesome.
Yeah, it's not a full blown monk. There's different types of monks.
Yeah, it's a half a monk.
There is something so offensive about this.
Yeah, there is. Because
there's different levels of monks.
Monkiness.
Yeah, there's the top level where you meditate the whole time,
we're
and then
really
at
monks.
The bottom there's Sophie Monk.
Right.
Yeah. So that's the difference. But I think there are people, you're right though, there's some that live in silence and they dedicate their life and commitment through other ways. And then there's some that, I don't know, are a bit more relaxed about the religion. Like every group, I suppose.
Yeah,
there's some more.
You can't be a half-assed version of it. Come on.
No, but you might be a Orthodox Jew, or you might be.
Oh, here we go. This gets worse.
Just
did you? It's in knowledge. The paper. Did you read in the paper today as well in the Daily Telegraph? How's this one? Batwoman, new episodes of Batwoman coming out, is going to be a Jewish lesbian.
Yes,
that's a twist on it.
It is. Yeah, the TV series. Good on them. Why not?
She's a hang on, Catwoman's a Jewish lesbian.
No, yeah. Batwoman.
Batwoman.
Yeah, yes. Not
all right,
Catwoman.
You two read a
who's
fact.
Batwoman?
Batgirl was the original. Remember in the horrible George Clooney films, Alicia Silverstone played her.
Yes. That's right.
Yeah, Batgirl.
So why is she a Jewish lesbian?
They've written the character that way.
Oh, why not?
They've picked a minority and they've gone with it. I agree with you, Sarah. When you hear, I mean, these boys, they've been through such a traumatic experience and now they have to dedicate their lives to becoming a monk.
Peer pressure.
But
one of them would do it and the others have got to follow.
But this is the culture that they grow up in, is that for them, this is a huge opportunity. This is like winning the jackpot, apparently.
Man, we've survived. That's the jackpot right there. Does anyone think there's a boy band in it?
Well, I think, Matty DeGroot, you spoke about this as well.
No.
Impressive cultures and the Japanese... soccer team at the World Cup recently.
Love the Japanese.
And they got booted, right? So they lost the game. So you think after the game there'd be a mess. You'd probably a couple of beers in there. Well done, guys. We did well to get this far. There was a photo taken when they left the change rooms and it was spotless, Sarah. They left it the exact same way as when they arrived at there. And that's just their culture.
It's respectful.
They pick up after themselves and that's the way that they do it.
Yeah. Clean, safe
love
country.
The Japanese.
Well, I went to the Fuji
great
Rock
food.
Festival as well, and I've told you this before, but when they watch a band, they give each other like half a metre room. So you could, when we watched Muse, we actually walked from the back all the way down the front.
Yeah, you pushed your way in.
But I pushed my way in.
But you don't need to push.
This is awesome. I can get all the way down to the front. But they don't. They don't
respectful.
Dance. They don't mosh. And then at the end, they just clap quickly at the end of the song, and then they wait for the next song.
Very polite.
That.
Well done. I've learned so much.
This whole segment has just been an absolute cultural sensitivity masterclass.
I mean, I'm not sure.
Hasn't it? At this stage, why is that insensitive?
No, just a lack of knowledge on all the topics.
Sort of deep dives on all these things. I think when it started with sort of your monk regime and it sort of spiraled from there.
Just feeling our way through
it. Levels of monkiness.
They will take over the world at some stage, the monks.
This is concerning, Sarah. I'm disgusted by a statistic that's come out this morning. I've lowered my tone in an attempt to be serious.
Sure.
A third of Australian women would give up regular bedroom action for financial security.
I find this sad because it means that a third of Australian women are getting really average sex.
Yeah, I know. It also concerns me that people think, you know, a fast car or a flashy handbag is more important than time spent, even if it is 30 seconds, with your loved one.
Just because you can enjoy a minute doesn't mean we do.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. So that's why we would take design
away. No, you're right. I've gone back to the thought of a man. But
I would take it for sure.
What, the money?
Financial, yeah, for sure. You can go on holidays. Look, it's not, for me, it's not the number one. It's not the be-all or end-all.
No, but I mean, it's an extremely powerful thing that bonds you and
so
your...
Time
money.
With you and Beach isn't the thing?
Not memorable?
Well, no, it's not. It's the friendship and the love that we have for each other that's number one, Sarah.
No, I've got friends.
It's not the physical side of things.
I've got friends.
You've got friends.
Yeah, I've got friends and I've got support like that. I need more than that from a wife. And I'm not suggesting bedroom is the most important.
Not from Lisa, from a wife. She can be replaced. Have you not seen The Handmaid's Tale?
It's a very... No, I need to watch that. It's a very, very important part to a relationship, if you ask me. It's a very bonding time.
Yeah, see, I don't think it's the be-all and end-all.
Not be-all and end-all, but a crucial element in a relationship.
It's a piece of the puzzle.
Okay, but this is the funny thing with you saying that.
Yeah.
Because
I'm a stallion.
If you've got a bowl full of money in front of you, or the opportunity to get intimate with your wife, I know exactly what you would take.
If they were cryptos, maybe.
Mate, you are money obsessed.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are, mate.
If you ask me, do you want your family and your wife or $0, what am I
going to
do?
Hang on, so you're saying looking at Jack and Ted going nuts in the living room gets you in the mood as opposed to opening your wallet? Which really gets you excited.
Say that again.
Opening your wallet would get you more excited
than looking at your family.
No, but that's not the hypothetical.
The hypothetical is, right, more money. Okay, more money to look after your family, but you have to give up the intimate side with your wife.
Oh, what price are you putting on this hypothetical?
If you said to me
$10 million.
The negotiator over here. If you went, straight onto it.
$10 million for 1 year?
You've just given us your answer because you've stopped and paused.
You haven't given me a proper hypothetical.
Well, this is the thing. $1 million.
What is it? $1 million for how long?
Yeah.
Forever?
Bought is the bottom
line. No, not at all. There's no way I'd take $1 million over no love with my wife for the rest of my life.
Well, you can still love each other. You just can't touch each other.
No, forget it. Keep your mil. Not interested.
$10 million.
You've got me.
you would do it for sure.
We dump that Leno. God, we have to bring up this story. This is unbelievable. Three words that one parent did not want to hear and you never do want to hear. Have a listen to this.
He was crying so hard I couldn't understand the words he was saying. It was then that the realization hit. He had said, Chloe, inside washer.
Did you see this story?
Horrifying.
So this four-year-old girl has crawled inside the front-loading washing machine and they've turned it on. So the other kids turned it on and it started to fill with water and spinning around. So that's the
kid
who's crying and screaming. Mm. The washing machine is three sets of stairs down in the basement. So the parents have to run down and the dad then finally reaches the washing machine.
I yanked on the door. I pulled so hard. I mean, I moved the machine from the wall, but it's locked. You can't get it open.
Of course.
Yeah.
I wonder why they always lock like that. So,
well, yeah, because if you open it, the water will flood out for a front loader.
Yeah.
I think the top loader, if it locks, you can hit the pause button and still.
So, okay, for emergency situations then like this, how do you open a front?
I have no idea. And the glass is so thick, it'd be impossible to smash. We've got a front loader, I think, all the time.
Because your first thing you would do, like I tried to picture myself, and what would you do if you found your kid spinning
around?
What
you do? You'd pick up and put it on its back. You know what I mean? So then they can put their head up and at least get some air.
But ours is built into the sort of...
into the wall.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, there's a cad built into a cabinet.
Would you turn the water off first at the tap?
Then I was trying to work out, where's it plugged in?
Yeah.
Because the minute you pull the plug out, stop the thing spinning... To start with,
I wonder if it would drain.
No, you know the first thing that you would do? you'd separate the colours with the whites.
You would.
There's a serious side to him. The kid did come out smelling like that cuddly softener, which is
how good's fabric. And I didn't know this, but fabric softener's not good for your clothes at all, someone told me the other day.
Really?
But it makes your clothes smell so beautiful.
I don't know what to believe
and
anymore.
And there's that teddy bear in the towel.
Isn't there a duck as well?
I don't know. Fluffies.
Duckling.
Yeah.
God, they look so cute on any end. That's completely removed from the seriousness of the story.
Yeah.
It's hard to go back now.
There was a couple of deaths. there was a couple of deaths last year.
Washing machines. Well, that's now brought
one.
It down.
It ruined it. Okay. One washing machine fell on a kid. That's terrible.
Well, that can happen.
Yeah, is it a European laundry? Is that what they call it? Where the washer sits above the dryer?
Yeah.
Well, that's like the old joke. Why did Jimmy fall off his bike? Because someone threw a fridge at him.
Totally the same. Same.
You've gone back to the lighter side. I'm trying to bring it back darker. I'm trying to say someone else died. I haven't got it on the show.
I did the death gear on the show, mate.
Oh, okay. That's where I knew that. I was wrong. Anyway, that is a community warning to everybody. The kid is safe. The kid is fine. A couple of bumps on the head. Everyone moved on.
How did they get the door open?
They don't. I don't know. It doesn't say.
The child's still in there.
Do you know what they do have, though?
Says. Story. How do I get my kid out of my front loader?
Hang on a minute. Let me have a read first.
So you've just done a community service announcement with no moral.
Yeah, your kid will be okay if they get in. Just stay hopeful.
The laundry component of Kids Safe Australia and Home Safety Checklist reminds parents to ensure that the appliance with lids or doors include front-loading washing machines and dryers are kept closed when they're not in. Oh, that doesn't Fret answer the question.
What happened to that child in the front?
It's fine, mate.
Again, how? Look, I don't care anymore. I'll Google it.
I'm still trying to work out
how. Can we get Ron Wilson,
please? You know what annoys me? It doesn't actually say
story?
How. It doesn't say how they got the kid out.
Can we talk about Donald Trump? He's mincing his words a bit at the moment, but I want to take you back to a few days ago when he was in London. Now, remember there was all the controversy. I think this actually was last week. The controversy when he met the Queen.
Yes. Yep.
So Queen Elizabeth, and I think the protocol is that you stand behind the Queen. So he had to walk behind her, but he was looking at
that
people around
so
him. And
funny.
He walked in front of her, and then with the camera front on, it was amazing because she goes out of the view. You don't see her at all.
She's
I
don't. Tiny. She's like 5 foot, and he looks 7 foot.
Go and to the Fitzwhipper Instagram page to see that footage.
She does poke her head out from the side and says, hey, wait up, I'm supposed to be in front here.
Still here.
You know, Trump would have loved that. Because I reckon in the back of his mind he would have been saying, I'm showing all Americans who's boss.
Yeah.
I wonder if he means to do it. I think he's just socially clumsy, and that's what he does. Yeah. He doesn't understand.
He looked awkward. He didn't look calculated. No. He just kind of looked lost.
What do I stand? What do I do? Oh, God, it's the Queen. Where is she now?
This is the thing, though. Can I just say, Liz, well done. Because there's a mic drop moment that no one picked up.
Really?
With this meeting. They've only just picked it up from the photos and the vision now. But out of all the brooches that the Queen has in her vast collection, and you would say it would be massive, and there would be a lot of gifts from all around the world.
There'd be a brooch room.
The one brooch that she wore on the day that she met Donald Trump was the one that she got as a gift from Barack and Michelle Obama.
Oh gee whiz.
Well done.
There's a cheeky
Lizzie.
Jab. That is a really cheeky jab.
But have a go at this, and I was reading this one just before. That wasn't the only mic drop shade she threw.
Yeah.
So they get the official portrait of the three of them in one of the corridors in one of the palaces, wherever they met. And in all of them, the setting is exactly the same. The corridor, you have all the bits of ornaments in the background, the artwork. There's no mistakes. In the Obama one, in the Trump one, where Melania, standing directly next to Melania, is the dog bowl. They've left the dog bowl in the photo.
You're kidding me.
Next to where they're standing getting the photo. They have a whole series of world leaders at the same spot and not a thing out of place, but with the Trumps, the dog bowl is right next to them.
Can we also remember her love strain of corgi died out?
Amazing.
So the dog isn't even.
It's not even there.
Not even a big thing anymore.
She has a wicked sense of humour.
Do you think they honestly planned that?
Without a doubt.
Can't leave the dog bowl in. I dare you.
I reckon she would have had a couple of vodka cruises before she met him and said, well, what can we do? Classic. And she would have had her advisors and she would have gone, classic stitch up.
great show last night on TV, and I've seen a couple of episodes of this. You can't ask that. Very, very clever concept. And basically, it's questions that are probably too confronting to ask somebody in a normal social situation. And then people put forward their questions. So there was a great episode they did on disability.
Oh, I saw that one. Fascinating.
It is fascinating.
Because it would feel out of place and almost rude to ask some of the questions that are being asked.
Yeah.
But the people sat there with disabilities and the cards in front of them with the questions, which were probably a bit challenging. Last night, they did it with former reality stars, mate. And I was watching, wondering where you were.
Yeah, Fitz, where did you get the call-up?
I got a few questions for you.
I didn't get a call-up for this one.
There were some good characters on there, though. Sarah Marie.
Yeah, Sarah Marie. Remember
her? Remember her from Big Brother, the bum dance and the bunny ears? She told a good story about how she had no idea, obviously because you're in the house and you would know this, Fitz, that something has taken off outside of the house.
Yes.
Until a producer said to her, hey, here's a new set of bunny ears. And she said, oh, I wonder if that's a thing. Why would they give me new bunny ears?
Yeah, why does
and
that
when she then left the house, everyone in the crowd had bunny ears and was doing that dance she used to do where she smacked her bottom.
She was massive.
Yeah.
For a while.
She also said with her audition, she rocked up late because she said, I'm a bit of a klutz. I rocked up late. You know, I got stuck in traffic and I'm thinking there's no way I'm going to get in. And she walked in and went, oh, sorry, I'm late. And they just instantly looked at her and said,
bunny ears.
We need someone like that in the house.
Loose unit.
And that's how she got through. Robert Mills was on there as well. Yeah. Millsy from Australian Idol.
Where were his Paris Hilton stories? Come on. That's all we wanted.
Yep.
Benjamin Norris from Big Brother as well. Ryan Jones from The Bachelorette. Now, he was played as a bit of a villain on the show as well. And he spoke about that.
He did. He said that they, you know, the whole line around the editing to portray me as a bad person. Yeah, I don't know. The words still come out.
We also had a bloke. We had a bloke who was on the original reality show in Australia in 1992. Mick Donohue was on Sylvania Waters. And he was talking about how, you know, that changed his life.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, well, because he said they would cut together clips of them drinking each day and make it look like it was a one-day session, so you figured that they were already
just drank
booze.
All day.
He was like, no, we'd had
that
one
show
beer.
Was massive back in the day.
So some of the questions were, when did you feel like this is working, I'm going to be a star? What happened when the camera stopped? Did you cash in afterwards? Have you been able to wash off the stink of reality television? Would you do it again?
Mm-hmm.
But the big question was, how did the producers manipulate you? Mm. Now, this was really interesting. I think they focused on this quite a bit. And I remember on Big Brother, and Gretel always used to get angry when people used to say, oh, you've edited it up so it makes me look bad. And Gretel used to say, no, wait up. You did that. You said that.
Yeah.
But see, I sort of disagree in a way because you can change...
Well, you need to go and watch Unreal, don't you?
You can change the direction of a moment. And you can change with the way that it's being perceived with awkward silences to make it look worse than it actually is in that situation.
And putting people's reactions, if it's a face that was to a totally different comment, it can make it feel more
100%.
Offensive.
100%. Kate Gladman was on Big Brother in 2007. You wouldn't remember her, but she said, yeah, I got booted out first, so I totally understand. But when that question came up, how did the producers manipulate you?
Mm.
This was a really interesting answer.
I went into the show with what I sort of thought was a secret. About 18 months before I started the show, I'd had a baby that was stillborn, and I didn't tell the story on the show because I didn't want people to know. But the producers knew about it. They obviously wanted to get the story out of me. So they sat us in the lounge room, and then two by two, man and woman, we went into the diary room, and the first couple went in and came out, and they were carrying... a plastic, like, robot baby. And it was sort of making crying noises and stuff. And I just, like, the blood drained from my face. And I said, you've done this deliberately, and I want to leave the house. And they said, you can't leave. You have to stay, and you have to tell your story. That's how they manipulated me, by asking me to look after a plastic baby in circumstances where I'd lost my own baby.
That's confronting.
Horrible. It's pretty full on, isn't it?
You can't. I mean, there's always two sides to every story, but I mean, she would obviously. I mean, that would be a fairly accurate account, you would think.
Yeah, and what could be the other side to that? I know, Sarah, I'm trying to think. That sounds terrible.
There was when I was on my series. There was the t-shirts that I was wearing in the house that we'd made up, and this was the whole persona that I put through, that I was this loser and I was a part of my mates that I grew up with were the massive loser squad, and we wore these t-shirts. We copyrighted that and I know Channel 10 were really upset because they wanted to sell the t-shirts and make money. They used to sell all the t-shirts up in Dreamworld, and it was really interesting because they blew up when they found out that we copyrighted it. And the boy, my mates, I didn't know this while I was in the house, but they were making a lot of money. But then what happened, the story got out, and this was totally untrue because they didn't do it, because I know this for a fact because my mates are losers and they were PIWSing all the money up the wall over the bar. But they thought that they were paying with that money to buy votes, blocks of voting, for me to win Big Brother.
As if they'd bother with that investment.
Well, as if, and as if they're going to sit there on the phone just ringing the whole time going, Ryan.
They're young blokes with cash coming in.
Hang on. How is that wrong, though? Well, like, even if they, I know they weren't, this but if is the they thing. Were, what's wrong with that? That's the whole point of it, call to win.
So my mum got a phone call, and my mother.
Oh, yeah, straight
she's
up.
The loveliest lady in the world, country girl. She gets a phone call from the executive producer who was on Big Brother at the time and was like, I'm ringing you to tell you right now, if I find out that there's been blocks of voting for Ryan, we're going to disqualify him and you will not get any of that money. And Mum was freaking out.
It's worse than
totally
the tax man.
Totally freaking out, going, what's going on?
Oh, you poor
Mum. You can't. How can you prove that? And we're not doing it in the first place, but they're pretty full on. To protect their brand.
Yeah, of course.
And what's going on, you've got no idea what's going on behind the scenes.
And what was actually happening at Trevor's house would be my next question. I mean, if he gets in and wins it, how many blocks of mates has Trev got lining up on the phone?
Do you know, I was talking about Queen Elizabeth before, and there's that that sinister side to her, and she's got that evil comedy side. And we were saying, if you've just tuned in as well, we just found out that, you know how Donald Trump walked in front of Queen Elizabeth?
Yep.
We have found out since then that she was wearing a brooch that was given to her as a gift from Michelle and Barack Obama.
Nice little cheap one.
Mic drop, see you later. I'm out of here, Donald Trump. Got you a beauty.
Anyone watch the BFG the other night? Was on TV.
As in The Big Friendly Giant?
It's a great movie.
I hadn't actually seen that movie, that version of it. It's very funny at the end where he's got that stuff that he drinks which makes him do...
pop offs.
Do little windies. And he
Winky Pops, I think
Winky
they call
Pops,
them.
Is it? And they go to Buckingham Palace and then he feeds it to all the staff and the Queen.
Yeah.
the Queen.
I don't remember that in the book.
It gives you explosive
wind. She does.
It's like bubbling green liquid. Yeah. Very entertaining.
You know who else has got a wicked sense of humour? Taylor Swift.
What's she gone for now?
You know what? We see Taylor Swift as the nice girl, Sarah.
Well, she is.
She's got a magnificent brand. We know that. Mm. But, you know, a few years ago, Kim Kardashian had a crack at her. And Kim Kardashian put up a tweet that said, wait, it's legit National Snake Day? They have holidays for everybody. I mean, everything these days.
Ooh,
scary. Having a crack at Taylor Swift. Now, since then, we know Swiftie's had a few lyrics in her songs about Kanye and Kim Kardashian. And also, remember when she was promoting her new album, there was a snake in there involved as well? She hasn't let it lie. That was 2 years ago. She's come out, sir. She's come out of the hotel wearing a snakeskin backpack.
Hang on, snake skin or with snakes on it?
Snake skin backpack.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, okay. So, what's the tie-in again?
Well, she's just having a crack at Kim Kardashian for calling the snake.
In all their tweets and things, they're always using snake emojis.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe that's where he's going. I think this is just the reason we're
looking into this too much.
Yeah. Oh, look, maybe
it's subtle. It's subtle, but it works. It's strong.
I don't know if it's that much of a war. I don't know. I think you're almost trying to make something that's not there for the sake of another reason.
Well, we have to. We're commercial radio. It's great for our show. I mean, it's Taylor Swift and Kim Kardashian. Sorry. We get to speak about them.
I'll shut up and read the brief again.
Well, come on. Who honestly has a snakeskin backpack? Wow. That's like wearing a leather cap.
Oh. No, you can get really nice like snakeskin handbags and things. Wallets.
That's true.
Oraton used to do a lot of
them. Oh, yeah.
I used to work at Oraton. That's how I know. Yep.
Well, you know, Taylor Swift actually wrote that song about the snake.
Oh, yes.
Which one?
Well, it was the Taipan song.
The lesser known track?
Oh, yeah. That wasn't actually
She's updated it.
Oh, has she?
Yeah. The backpack's got a run in the song.
Wow.
Len, I don't know. She? I mean, this is quite new, but is it in the system? Have you found it?
Oh.
Let's have a listen.
That's a snake. A slippery snake. I ain't fake. I bet the cake. Backpack.
Oh, wow. See, now there's the link.
Wow.
Backpack. Kim Kardashian.
Man, I love it. What an exclusive.
It felt like a while to get there, didn't it?
No, it took a while.
Unfortunately for everybody listening, that'll be in your head all day today. It's been an hour.
And I love that before the show at 6 o'clock this morning, you're just called into a room to yell out, backpack. Pretty busy in here. great article I found about when people relax in relationships, individuals, guys versus girls, says about when you really kind of, you drop your guard, you might say.
Do you mean by saying I love you?
No, not so much. More lazy habits and you sort of drop the facade that you carried to impress the that person to start with. We all do it. I mean, there's a song and a dance when you start in a relationship.
Things like shaving your legs.
Yeah, you pretend to be the perfect person.
Well, cooking as well.
Cooking's a big one.
I mean, I didn't have an extensive list, but there was a list of meals that I could cook at home before I met BJ.
Yep.
Yeah, it is sad to say now that I'd struggle to remember some of those. Yeah.
You don't bother anymore.
No.
You've stopped. Remember, say you made a comment a while ago. And it was something
I'm
going to
regret
with,
this.
Remember,
yep.
I brought it up to Lisa and she said, it's exactly right. That's what girls do. Where she said, I spent so long trying and sort of holding my breath, trying to be the relaxed, cool girlfriend that just is happy if he runs off to drink beers and watch the footy.
Yeah,
but inside I'm screaming.
No.
Wanting to say, no, you're not doing that, but I don't want to look like a psycho.
No.
And Lisa said, I know exactly that feeling when you're just trying to be the chilled out person that, you know, isn't thrown by the standard guy behaviour.
No, that's more things like Bucks Nights. That's the whole, no, babe, I don't care. Go and have a good time
with
the boys.
Have a good time.
Yeah,
it's a bit of push and pull there as well. I think you've got to have... It's always, I think that there's always a game going on. Yeah, go out with the girls.
Of course.
Go and have that dinner. That's great. In the back of your mind going, ooh, there's a couple of big nights coming up for me.
It's always a bit of planning. Write it down.
We had one on last weekend where I'd wanted to have a night with the guys and I'd asked Bronte to go stay with her mum, which she was happy to do.
Oh,
and I know it's a little bit off topic.
Send her
but
away.
Then,
this is good.
At the 11th hour, she was like, oh, I think I'm actually going to come back at about 10
no, don't.
Or 11.
Oh, and you were going to get the boys over the house.
Yes. And you know when you just go, she's like, I don't want to be part of it. Don't want to have anything to do with it. I'm going to go straight to bed. And you go, it'll just change the dynamic.
You're still within a kilometre.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Completely. And you just go, well, can you push? Can you just still?
That's right.
No, you can't.
And she doesn't like the Gypsy Jokers either, so it would have been hard for her to have them in
Weird
the house.
Weird sort of not. Here's a couple of statistics, though. They go through a few topics in the relationship. So when each party stops working out, takes a guy 1 year and 2 months to stop working out. That's when they go, stuff it. Takes a girl 1 year and 8 months. So obviously she's waiting for the guy to stop working out first before she then lets herself go, which is good to know. Let your partner start popping pimples. Guys, 10 months. Girls, 1 year and 7 months.
No, no, no. There is never a time that you need someone else to pop your pimples. Do it yourself.
Girls love it. Girls
they
love it.
What about on your back?
No, it's gross. Leave them alone. They'll go away.
What about on your bum if you can't get to it?
Go to a doctor, Whipper. You've told me about that for the last 7 years.
That's your head.
What about when that? Stop dieting 1 year and 1 month.
Yep.
Checking your partner's phone.
All of these you stopped doing before you even met Lisa.
Yeah, I think I did. What about this one? Passing wind in front of your partner.
Oh, no.
9 months. I tell you what, if you get to 9 months,
Tom,
that's a long way.
How
long's
it been with Inga, Tom?
How long's it been now?
5 years.
5 years.
5 years.
And not one little fluffy.
No, sir.
Never let Smokey off the chain.
No, we
not
never
even by accident.
Nope.
What about when you fall asleep on the couch, maybe?
We know.
I don't. Well, if I did do it, it wouldn't sound like that.
Tom, we know that they're there.
You don't know.
We know.
Yeah, we do know because we're in the studio and you clearly feel relaxed in here.
We've met those friends a few times.
Unconfirmed friends.
They're not friends that we want to
know. No, they're not. Because when they get out, they fight, mate. They fight everyone.
They
I've been punched in the nostrils.
Everyone's nasal passage.
My God.
What a pity.
Was there
this one? Leaving the bathroom door open.
Oh, yes.
When you're doing number twos. They say 1 year.
Oh, that's messed up.
Well, I've been together for 5 years and no, you shut the door every time.
Was there one for you or any of you that you particularly know in yourself that was a thing that you actively didn't do and now you do that you realised that you were comfortable enough?
Probably picking my nose. Love to pick my nose. Waited for a long time.
Pick your nose? I don't do that as a thing that I'm...
No, but now I'm comfortable to pick my nose.
In front of Lisa.
Yeah.
You're concerned to do that in front of her and now
to
you
start
to
with, yeah, it's not great. I mean, if you're in the early stages of dating and someone's knuckle deep in a nostril, you're going to have a look and you go, poor, do I want that next to me on the couch for the next 70 years?
Go to the gym.
You know what about,
70 years? You're kidding
what
yourself.
What about you, MDG? Anything?
Mine was... it wasn't quite as graphic. Mine was just video gaming in front of her. At first, I was like, "No, nah, don't play a game. Revealing have to go on a date." Now it's like, "I'd rather not go out. I'm just going to sit here and play FIFA on that."
Bronte's really hit the jackpot. <isn't she? laughs>
How long in did you bring out the PlayStation?
It was about 6 months. Sounds awesome, then it started to be like, "No, you did your thing, and now it's like."
Are you still getting an allowance from your mum and dad?
And you're asking her to go out.
Gaming is absolutely fine for adults.
She gets home from work, and there are the boys, all the boys on the couch playing Fortnite.
Cool,
awesome.
That is actually why I wanted her to go out the other night.
We've been talking about school formals, which is such a great topic for anyone because everyone's got a memory about their date or what went wrong, and there's been so many good stories coming out of the woodwork. And have you kept in touch with the person you took to your school formal? And also the celebrity angle of people saying, you know, out of the blue, recording a small video, sending it to a celebrity saying, "Hey, on the off chance, would you come as my date to the formal?" Went around the room yesterday. Tommy, you made the big admission. Who would you like to take to the formal?
Well, Katy Perry was mine.
Same age.
I've admired her career for quite some time.
You wrote the song Raw for her, which not many people know.
We co-wrote that, which is great. But yeah, she's my number one pick.
Okay. I mean, going around the room, we had Kylie Jenner. She'd gone along to a school formal, Sarah. We saw that. Rihanna did it too, because there was the show Once Upon a Prom.
See, that's astounding. Who was the bloke who won that? Can you show me the photo of that guy?
Some student called Richard.
He's ordinary looking.
Look at him.
He's an odd-looking guy. Next thing you know, he's got Rihanna at his formal.
I mean, Richard, for the rest of his life, would be known now. His group of mates, there's got to be a nickname in that, doesn't there? Diamonds, what's a hit song or something like that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's just that one night he's got... So that was at the start of Rihanna's career, before she got big.
2008, Taylor Swift did it.
Did she?
So she turned up to a school. Imagine that. Imagine wandering through the doors. "Hey, guys, I'm bringing someone special along."
But see, at the time...
No one would have cared.
This is the thing. Sarah, at the time, it was the start of their career. So a few kids would have gone, "Oh... what's her name?
What's her name again?
Ryan's here." No, it's Rhiannon.
Hold that thought, because Katy Perry has actually done it, Tommy.
Has she?
When she was big. What? When she was a name. What year was it, says?
2010, wasn't it? Yeah, in Melbourne.
In Melbourne. So she turned up. There. Listen to the audience. California, this is what happened at the school formal. Massive.
Just disappointed that the fellas know the words.
All the boys. It was a boys' school.
That's amazing.
Tommy, I mean, I've said I'm going to work hard behind the scenes knowing Katy Perry's coming to the country.
Yeah,
if we got you in front of her,
that you're organising,
would you ask her to a formal? I mean, we haven't got a formal yet, but we could create one. I mean, if you ask Katy Perry to come along,
Tom,
what would you do?
Well, I would probably... singing one of her songs is probably too predictable.
Yeah, sure.
So I would probably present her with... what are those poems? K is for blood. Acrostics?
Is
that what it is? Not a haiku. That's too hard. I think it's an acrostic. So I'd spell out K-A-T-Y with things about her.
No, can I do a suggestion?
They're stinkers, mate.
Apart from having a shower.
Yep. I'll take all suggestions.
Three-piece white suit.
Shave.
Why don't you arrive?
Yes.
On a paddleboard.
And we can wheel you in. Bring your own paddle.
It would be slightly less impressive than all that.
Imagine, hang on a minute, Fitz. Imagine if I organise it and I'm there with Katy and I say, "Katy, look, there's one more thing we wanted to do today." Man. Tommy, come in. And slowly on a paddleboard on wheels, Tommy rolls into the room with no pants on.
I think that's assault. And
then say, "Tommy, what did you want to say to Katy Perry?"
I would not read out my acrostics poem in front of
acrostics.
Katy.
What does the K stand for?
K would be for something like, "K keeps me singing all
killing
night
it,
long."
Or something. Killing it.
That's
not
bad.
Killing it, Katy.
A would be always hits the high notes because she's good like that.
You're not really appealing to her sensitive side,
and there's no emotion in it. Yeah. Like, "Katy, you're my inspiration.
Yeah.
You're my...
yeah, I love you.
Tell yourself you're full."
T would be takes on all the haters. That's nice because she has...
You're not a motivational coach.
And you're reminding her she's got haters. This is terrible. She's just...
And Y would be for...
Why am I here?
Why would be, "You'll have a great night with me."
Why would be for yell for help. Everyone loves a good hack, am I right, guys?
You're not wrong, Ryan.
Benny Bogan, he's gone viral.
Sorry, is that his real name?
That's his name on social media and Facebook. He's quite popular, Benny. And he's hit the jackpot here, Sarah. Mm. because there's a couple of things that we love doing, and that's saving a bit of money and also pizza.
Tell me about it.
He's combined both, Sarah.
All right. Interesting. I'm listening.
And it's Domino's as well.
Okay.
So I don't know if they've changed this already, but this has happened in the past 24 hours, but Benny's picked up on this. Hawaiian pizza. $13.90 okay. for a large one at Domino's Pizza. If you order a ham and cheese, a basic ham and cheese, and then you add pineapple, it's $5 for the ham and cheese. It's an extra $2 for the pineapple, $7. You're getting it for half price.
Wow.
Now, when he picked this up on the website, he went into meltdown. Have a listen to this.
Hawaiian has ham, cheese, pineapple sauce. Ham and cheese with pineapple has ham, cheese, pineapple sauce.
Yeah.
There's no bloody difference.
Awesome.
Wow. Awesome.
Can we get that isolated? Just that. There's no bloody difference.
He's got a lot going on in his life, doesn't he?
So if you really customise, see, this is the other thing as well. Then, you know, Nicolina, who works on the show, she said, oh, apparently you can do that with some burgers at McDonald's as well. Because you know how you can customise your burger now when you go in?
Mm.
Instead of doing the Big Mac, you can just get a basic burger or something with a different bun, but then you put all the ingredients of a Big Mac in there and you can get it cheaper.
I was going to say, if you get your standard burger and add the Big Mac sauce, well, I'll tell you what. It's just eating a Big Mac and you save a couple of pennies.
This is half price. This is $13.90, which is cheap for a pizza anyway. This is Hawaiian. And then if you just get the ham and cheese with the pineapple as extra, Sarah, you're saving $7.
You know on Uber Eats, right? When we go and get Greek, right? I'll go to the Greek feast.
And you were just bagging your neighbour yesterday for getting Uber Eats so much.
Yeah.
Weren't you?
No, I wasn't.
You were.
No, I wasn't. I was saying I'm angry because when I hear the little motorcycle will pull up in front of the house, I kind of want them to walk into mine, but often they go into the
neighbor. They weren't your words at all. You said, oh, my God, your next-door neighbours are eating. You're ordering it 3 or 4 times a week. Is that correct?
Oh, I love it. Anyway. When we go, when we order Greek, right?
Oh, yeah.
Lisa loves the tiramisu.
Yeah.
So
I thought you were going to say love Spiro.
No. Not
she
at all.
She does that too.
So I'll always write because there's a comment section and I'll write, really like the tiramisu. Like without doing a wink emoji, he'll understand that we really like the tiramisu. Just because there's a note section there, I can give a little bit of feedback.
What's the point of this?
He always throws in an extra tiramisu. Life hack.
No,
oh my gosh.
Life hack.
Lindsay and Whipper.
Nova.